But one thing I like about Jesus, when he comes to town, it seems like it make everything all right. When my Jesus come to town, and the woman had one thing that she kept on telling the multitude. If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I got a feeling down in my heart that everything will be all right. I can see her moving through the crowd as Jesus walked down the streets of Jerusalem, saying, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I can be made whole. Oh, yes, I can. And when she got up to, somebody pray with me this morning. Are you gonna pray with me? When she got up to the crowd and finally got close enough to Jesus, I can imagine she couldn't stand up and reach him. But if she could get down some kind of way and just touch the hem of his garment, she said, I'll be made whole. Oh, yes, I will. And when she touched him, Jesus didn't see it. But he said, somebody has touched me. Somebody. Hallelujah. In my mind and in my heart, I know that whomever touched me must have been the hand of the Lord. Somebody touched me in 1973 in Anaheim, California. And I don't know what happened that Sunday morning. And then I'm gonna leave you now. Some people say, you know, Brother Green, haven't been saved. I don't know whether I've been saved or not, but I know somebody touched me. And let me just say this here. Early one Sunday morning, I was sleeping in my bed. Oh, yes, I was. And I felt the Holy Spirit. And I couldn't hold my peace. No. Something hit me from the crown of my head and went down to the sole of my feet. And I started running. Oh, yes, I did. And I started clapping my hands. Oh, yes, I did. I said I wasn't going to tell nobody. Oh, Lord. But I couldn't keep it. Oh, I couldn't keep it. I couldn't keep it. I couldn't keep it. I couldn't keep it. I couldn't keep it to myself. I told my mother. My father, I told my sister, I told my brother, I've been redeemed, I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb.